Study authors focused on the climate cycle known as El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO. It's a periodic warming of Pacific Ocean waters that occurs every 3 to 5 years, alternating with cooling periods known as La Niña. The researchers tallied some 234 conflicts across 175 countries in Africa, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, South Pacific, and the Americas, where more than 25 people were killed in a given year. Half the conflicts caused more than 1,000 battle-related deaths. Lead author and Princeton University researcher Solomon Chung says the work is the first to document a correlation between climate and civil conflict on a global scale in modern times.
When we went back and looked through the data, that since 1950, approximately 1 out of 5 civil conflicts were influenced by El Niño, 20%.
Chung says that was double the rate of conflict in La Niña years.
We certainly didn't expect the magnitude of the effect to be so large. And what it really says is that not only does climate affect conflict, it's a major factor in determining global patterns of violence.
The study does not suggest that climate alone triggers war, but combined with other factors, Chung says, it can deliver the final blow.
It's very important to remember that political situations, social situations, economic conditions, all are very important to the onset of organized violence. But what we're finding is that those things seem, when combined with climatic changes, seem to make violence more likely.
Halvard Buchag is an expert on security and climate issues at the Peace Research Institute in Oslo, Norway. He says the correlation between climate and conflict reported in the Nature article is credible. But he adds that if climate is driving violence, the authors fail to explain why.
I think it is imperative to demonstrate that food availability, food prices, crop production, etc., vary systematically with these ENSO cycles in areas where we do observe conflicts that are sensitive to the ENSOs. Unless we're able to establish that connection, I think it's too early to claim a causal relationship here.
Solomon Chung agrees. He says the strong association between climate and conflict deserves more study.
Now what we're doing is we're pulling together new data sets and we're doing additional research to try and dig deeper and figure out what are the underlying mechanisms that are really producing this result.
Forecasters can now predict with greater certainty an El Niño or La Niña cycle 2 years in advance. Chung says the results could have important implications for agriculture and relief services.
If governments, international organizations, or aid groups are able to use those forecasts, the forecast of El Niño effectively, they might be able to either prepare populations on the ground or themselves prepare their own resources to be in a better situation when conflict breaks out.
Chung believes that information needs to be taken seriously. He notes that forecasters were able to predict the current famine in the Horn of Africa 2 years ago, but not enough aid arrived in time to mitigate the human cost of the crisis. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.